Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, everybody? You know what it is, the Affair After Show. So Noah gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. We get Whitney's point of view for the first time, and Joni gives us 5 minutes of content yet again. Let's go, let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Another episode, baby.
Another episode that I'm not happy with.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and it's OG night. That's right. I'm here with my girl. You know what I'm saying? My A1 since day one. Wizard hat, April, in the building.
Woo! Y'all, so happy to be here again. Love being with my OG Lim, always.
Yes!
What an episode.
What an episode. What did you think? Because I'm going to tell you what I thought.
Gosh, you know, I enjoyed it in certain ways, and then I didn't as much in other ways. As much, I love this show, but, you know, the Joni part, mainly, I'm like, maybe they shouldn't do that at the end, because it's kind of killing a few things for me, but I don't know, what'd you think?
I don't know. Okay, so the Noah part, fine, yeah. Right? I thought that was good. I'm really liking how they're really dwelling into with Helen, you know, and, you know, oh boy, Sasha, and that whole situation, right, which is terrible. And it's, of course, Noah, you know, in his point of view, he's always playing the victim.
Sure.
But I did feel bad for him. I felt bad for him, the situation, even with the kids. But we get into Whitney's point of view, which I'm glad that we got her point of view the first time, but
right.
I wanted something more poignant. I wanted something that was going to give meat to the story, and I felt like it did it. Like, we knew that we, you know, she has this boyfriend mm-hmm. or fiance that is, you know, not contributing to the household.
Right.
He's an artist, but he's not a citizen, so technically, I guess he can't work and can't really contribute, but it's also like she's getting frustrated because it's not like he's really trying.
Right.
So we already knew that. We already knew that. So we got, like, more of that. And then we see him, you know, her with her boss, which, okay, sure, she has a terrible boss that just runs her into the ground. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Not really necessarily for the story. And then we see her link up with Furcat, who I hated when they were together.
Yeah.
Hated even saying his name. And then we see that happen, and I'm like, really? That's what you're going to give us?
You know, we've been asking for a Whitney perspective since season one. Literally,
true,
go back on the after shows. Listen to us talk about how much we want a Whitney perspective.
That's true.
I at this point, and you know, we're only 4 episodes in, but how many? We have 10 episodes. We are kind of 11 because the last one is extra long. But I'm like, this is what y'all gave us for the first time is Whitney's perspective. I can appreciate it for certain reasons because I think they were trying to parallel Whitney and her boy versus Helen and Noah back in the day.
Sure.
And then just giving us more Whitney and how she's, you know, dealing with the situation that she's in, how she's kind of, I don't want to say taking a fall from grace, but, you know, think of like season one, episode one, Whitney, where she comes out with the sunglasses and she's this kid. I mean, she's literally like 17 years old, I think.
Right.
And so she comes out, she has this persona, and so it's like, wow, okay, she doesn't have all this money anymore, she doesn't have this. So that's what they were trying to do, but it did just feel a little bit like a filler for those people that we don't have.
Right.
So then, like, you give us Joni to fill in for that, but then you have her erasing them? You have her throwing away Gabriel's box? We'll get there. But
yeah.
I agree. I'm a little like, huh? I hope that we see in upcoming episodes that they kind of fit. I don't want to say fix this, but like they show us, okay, this is why we showed you what we did in episode 4.
Well, I do appreciate, you know, we love the show because the writing is so great, right?
Right.
So I feel like that they're going to give that to us. And maybe I'm just being impatient because, number one, I know this is the final season.
We're known to be impatient sometimes.
Right, right. But this is the final season. Right. And I feel like, being that it is the final season, we have only so many episodes and all these point of views and all the storyline. I want it to wrap up right. in a bow, a nice bow, and you've entered, you know, Joanie, you know, as an adult, mm-hmm. which I'm not mad at. I think that's dope.
Sure.
Because it's interesting. It's an interesting play. But you only give us 5 minutes of her every single episode, aside from episode one.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, what is this doing? Like, is this building up to something? I mean, obviously it is.
Right.
But I just... I'm just unhappy with the placement, I guess.
It seems like we should be getting there a little faster than we should be seeing maybe this perspective from Whitney. As much as I love seeing her perspective, I'm like, that's not continuing the story of finishing what we know to be the final season of the affair.
Right.
We want to know what happened with this, and seeing Whitney with Furcat. And, you know, I it's tough to say because I really did like seeing her perspective. I really liked it.
Right.
I like seeing her. She's an amazing actress. So I feel like I'm, you know, kind of being a little devil's advocate at this point. But I'm just like, if we're going to really get to know Joanie in these final episodes, I feel like we should be seeing more of her
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Like, they could have, you know, maybe shortened Whitney's. There was a lot that they didn't need, in my opinion,
right.
need to show. And they could have strengthened Joanie's a little bit more. And maybe they're just setting us up where they're going to do that. And then all of a sudden, Joanie's going to be the entire episode
yeah.
or something like that. I mean, maybe. Who knows? They do flip the script on us.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think it liked because it definitely is not predictable, for sure. Let's get into the episode. So again, we see Noah. We start off with his point of view. He comes over to pick the kids up for school, and they're going over to Sasha's party.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why are the kids going to an adult party? There was no other kids there.
I was wondering just the same thing, just because. So, you know, obviously we are based in LA mm-hmm. as a show or as a studio.
Right.
A lot of our viewers around the country are not based in LA, obviously. Right. Halloween is a really big deal here.
Yes,
not that it's not everywhere else, but you go to these major, or they have these major insane parties. Kids do not go to these parties.
No.
I would just like that to be clear. Mom and Dad, I would have never gone to this party when I was a child. Stacy is like, I don't know how old, but let's say, well, she's, you know, in the womanly time. So
right.
let's say she's like 10-ish, maybe a little older.
Maybe 11.
Possibly a little younger.
Maybe 12.
It
whatever.
Depends.
Someone that range.
Martin is Trevor. I'm sorry, not Martin.
Trevor.
Right.
Full-fledged teenager.
Teenager.
Yeah, we know he's in high school.
Dude, I'm going to be going to this party. Granted, it was a little different. You did see them, like, passing out candy and things like that. But, like, this is an adult party.
Right.
I thought it was weird that they were going for sure. But also, I thought it was weird that, like, I understand Helen has to work, and Helen is doing Helen, which I'm actually pretty happy about. It comes off a little negative in this episode, but then again, we are in Noah's perspective,
correct.
So of course
correct.
It's going to come off that way. But I did think, like, if you're going to take your kids to your, let's call him at this point anyway, her boyfriend's party,
mm-hmm.
you need to be the one taking them. Like,
absolutely.
You can't have... I don't even know how it was set up. She had to work late, but whatever. I don't know. It was just weird.
I think, well, Helen is definitely caught up. And we've
yeah.
seen her in this kind of, ever since, you know, Noah cheated on her mm-hmm. at the beginning of the first season. She's, whenever she's, you know, got with someone else, she's kind of just given their all to them. Maybe even prematurely, per
sure.
se. And so Sasha's no different. You know, we've seen Helen act this way. We saw her when she... And she did look great when she walked out. But she was wearing something that...
Liam was like, oh! I wish y'all could have seen him when we were watching. He was like... y'all perked up a little bit.
I was like, okay, I see you.
Helen.
But yeah, she had like the knee-high boots and the little, you know, the cool little, you know, dress. She looked amazing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what she normally wears.
Right.
And so we see that she's... And even to the tune, like, she's an East Coaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not from L.A., but she's adapting. And it's like she's almost... Even now with Sasha, she's getting more familiar. And now it's something she's like, no, I like L.A.
Right.
No. And so she's adapting to the culture of L.A., for sure. And so Noah's seeing that because he hasn't seen her that way.
Right.
And when she walks out, he's like, oh, okay, something's different about her.
He's missing what he left.
Yes.
And age-old saying, you want what you can't have.
Of course.
And of course, I definitely think Noah is experiencing a little bit of this at this point in time, but I also think he's kind of coming into his own and realizing, oh, wait, these things that I did were wrong, even though at the time, even me, I thought they were so right, mm-hmm. and was had the show gone in a different way, I probably would still be saying that Noah and Allison were meant to be, but that's not what we are. We're right. here. So I think for him to see her doing this, and like we said last episode, Helen is finally kind of just living her own life. They talk about it multiple times tonight. Helen is doing Helen.
Yes.
She is figuring it all out. So, you know, he's missing her a little bit, but
sure.
I kind of like to see it. But also with the whole Sasha thing, I get, and especially living in LA, you can see how people may get caught up in the celebrity of things. But it just seems so unlike Helen to be that person who would do that. So that's why I'm like, come on, but maybe we'll.
I think they're definitely doing that on purpose, because yeah. it's really to show, it's kind of the stick at, I feel like, to stick at Noah. It's like, look, she does not need you. She's had times where she's like, oh, I still want to be with Noah, even though she was with someone else.
Right.
We've seen that in previous seasons. And I feel like this is just showing, like, I don't need you. Yes, you know, she lost Vic, right? He passed away. And it's like, no, I'm not going to come back into your arms. No, I'm going to move on. This gentleman is pursuing me. I'm going to go all in.
Right.
And that's what it is.
It's not that Noah's even making a move, though, yet.
Right.
Like, he's kind of just realizing things for himself at this moment. It's not like he's, like, asking Helen out. It's not like he's... I mean, he True. Is kind of stepping up when it comes to the kids, but also, like, you're their dad? That's your job?
Right.
So, you know, it's not that he's even expressing that maybe he wants her, but they're doing Absolutely a good not. Job of showing us this process slowly, because maybe it would seem a little fake if he just went straight in for the kill.
Sure.
And we also have to appreciate that it's his perspective, so maybe from her perspective, she's seeing it in a different way of being like, oh, wow, Noah's here picking up the kids. He's taking them to this party. Maybe she would be seeing it that way, and he's just seeing it as her kind of like overlooking it.
Well, one thing about this whole situation is that he's definitely here for the kids.
Yes.
Regardless of the Helen situation, you can see that he's really wanting to get into. And he lost a lot of time when he was in prison. And then when he was kind of like, then he comes back and then they're kind of just off him. So he kind right. of has to regain their trust. So he's trying to get back in their good graces with, you know, the two youngest that we see. And then Whitney, of course. So I feel like that he's trying. And, you know, obviously the little one. She's definitely receptive. You know, she looks like she's a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our boy, Trevor, is still on the fence. He likes his dad, but he's just like, you know, he's kind of coming into his own self as, yeah. you know, his own person, moving into adulthood. So I feel like he definitely harbors resentment, for sure.
Something I thought about while we were watching the episode is that I'm like, oh, he feels all this resentment toward his dad because of what happened with Allison. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, wait, no, he doesn't. Well, of course he feels resentment because of that, because he remembers, even though he was young, he knows.
Right.
But his dad went to jail. So if your dad goes to jail for murdering someone, even though he's not the one that actually did it, you're not going to feel the greatest toward him.
Sure.
But I love how the show is doing, or they're playing out Noah accepting him as being, you know, the free person that he is. That was mm-hmm. a big topic of conversation last season, was his sexuality. And I love how they're doing it and just showing that he's being himself and that his family, albeit Margaret is, you know, she makes her
Margaret's
comments.
Margaret's old school. Yeah.
Whatever. Let's not even think about her at this moment, but how Noah and Helen, at least his parents, are very accepting of everything that he's doing, and it's just like a judgment-free zone. So I think it's a good aspect to show of their relationship.
Absolutely.
Sure.
We see also when Noah's there, he's there to pick up the kids. He wants to make sure Helen is on the same page. When he leaves there, he runs into Joel, mm-hmm. Who... Like Joel just pops up at the just most inopportune times.
Why are we seeing so much of
Joel? I don't know, because I feel like he's also very irrelevant. Like, I get it. Like, he's taking the place now because his ex is not there anymore right. because she lost her job.
Right.
And so Joel is now the, you know, the principal. And so I guess he has to have some semblance of a boss, maybe.
I just don't need to see it.
He's just, I would much rather
see Noah going to school and right. being like,
and just doing his
sitting
thing.
At his desk and yeah. looking at a picture. That's all I need to see.
Joel is very weird. He's very weird. He also gives Noah an article, which kind of pisses him off because it right. shows Sasha and Helen together and Sasha as, you know, Helen as Sasha's, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend. So, and he's like, oh, you want her back? Is that what you, what's up? You know, right. and he's just obviously like, feeling no. some kind of way because Sasha's Sasha and he does not care for him.
And because Sasha is playing him.
Right.
And absolutely. They have all absolutely. Of this stuff going on with Sasha now getting a writing credit with the movie mm-hmm. and all of this stuff, like, I was curious what you thought during that moment because this happens a lot in the movie business, maybe even more so than like we even realize. But the whole Sasha now getting a writing credit when Noah is clearly the writer yes. and him not being allowed on set, like, I mean, the fact that his representatives, I guess, are the same as Sasha's as well, I would flip out. And maybe it's me being a little irrational, but I'm like, pull yourself from this movie. I guess you can't. It's too late at this point in time. It's contracts and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, I think there's a lot that I think they want to show because Noah, when we see at the beginning, the very first part of the season, mm-hmm. he's meeting with him.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the movie and him taking over, you know, deciding to movie from the book. Obviously, he gets involved with Helen. So we already saw him as a prick. Right. We already saw him for what he was and thinking he's, you know, the Hollywood elite and all this kind of stuff. Like, you don't know me? Excuse me? Mm-hmm. You know, type thing. So now with the Helen situation, it makes it that much more exponentially, you know, hard for Noah. And so we see him in this angst with not only is he having difficulties with the movie and him getting the credit he feels like he deserves, mm-hmm. but then now his ex-wife is with this man
right.
and is causing also additional conflict for him.
I would just die if I was him and this book that you wrote, this movie that's supposed to be directly adapted from this book,
right.
now the actor is getting this credit. And who knows what's actually really happening because it's from his perspective.
Right.
But, like, with the artwork that says Sasha Mann's Descent. No, it's Noah Soloway.
Right.
It's, like, starring Sasha Mann.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should say. So I think Noah's actually handling it pretty darn well. Despite what he does at the party, I think the fact that he's not tripping
the party
balls
situation
more than he
was...
is, I would be tripping.
The party situation was crazy.
The party situation was crazy, yeah. and I hated it because I'm like, you're gonna get caught!
Right, yeah, it was bad.
And he got caught.
Yeah. Before we get into the party situation, hello, After Buzzers. Want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat. Make sure you like and subscribe. We appreciate, we have so many different shows that we cover here at After Buzz. Some of the ones that I cover personally are MTV's X on the Beach, Are You the One, and also VH1's Love and Listening. So we have a plethora of shows here. Make sure this is your one-stop shop for all of your after-show viewing pleasure. Also, again, subscribe, like, and comment. We love the comments when they come in, whether you're in the live chatting, you're commenting, or when you see this video afterwards as it lives on YouTube, make sure you comment. Let us know how you feel. How did you feel about this episode? What do you feel about Noah? What do you feel about the versions? We love to hear all of that. And if you're listening on iTunes and subscribing on iTunes, we appreciate that as well. Give us 5 stars because the rest don't matter. And that's it. Boom.
Oh,
there
yeah.
it is.
I have the live chat up right now, so I'm about to shout some of y'all out for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I love that ding, by the way.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. So much happening. The fact that he is kind of Noah's doing, or do you think Noah's doing well? Or do you
doing
think
well
he's not?
What?
Do you think he's not handling?
I feel like
it well?
Noah is never doing well. Noah is always like he's. I feel like Noah can never catch again. We got to keep it in perspective. This is his version, but I feel like he can't catch a break. Like here yeah. he is. He has this book, right? When someone decides they're going to make a movie of your book, that's a huge undertaking. Mm-hmm. That's ginormous. That's great. And then you have this, you know, famous actor, whatever that's going to portray you. And he's also producing and directing or what have you. He's
right.
involved in the back end of it. But then it goes way left to the tune where he's literally, he's using this to poke fun at Noah. He's with his ex-wife poking fun at Noah. He's now taking control of the operations. He can't even come to set. He's poking fun at Noah. The fact that the book cover or the movie cover says, you know, Sasha Mann Descent. Now, granted, that's the name of the movie.
But he says Sasha Mann's exactly, apostrophe exactly. As if it is his, and it's not.
Which is all bad. And then I felt bad when he's there, you know, with his representatives, and they're like, well, we also represent Sasha, so this is how it's going
to
go.
Like, you need to be doing something else. I think that, like, I don't know. The part that's tough is because we have to remember as viewers and as fans of the show, like, maybe some of the stuff that Noah's going through now mm-hmm. is punishment for what he did before. Mm-hmm. But maybe I just feel that he's already been through punishment mm-hmm. because he went to jail for somebody. Like,
true.
We can't take the heaviness out of that. We didn't see that directly. We saw, like, a few interactions with people visiting him there. But, like, so maybe I feel like he's already made up for what he's done. I'm sure that won't be a popular opinion, but I guess it's just the fact that I'm like, it's his. Mm-hmm. Granted, it is a book directly about his affair that he had, so, like, how great can that be? But I would love to see him get the credit that he deserves, because also it is a very successful book. I even asked you while we were watching the show, I was like, oh, wait, Noah lost all his money, right? Because he is driving a not-so-fancy car. Not mm-hmm. that it's, you know, great that he has a car, obviously, but to have, you know, be a New York Times bestseller and your movie being made, or your book being made into a movie, you expect for him to, you know, bukoodles of money. Maybe that's coming at some point. But I guess I'm just thinking that he's not getting what he should get. And the fact that he is able to stop himself, especially around his kids, from making certain comments about this person, even though this person's making comments about him. Honestly, the moment Stacy said, he says you're a loser, I would have done the same thing he did. Yeah. Now, granted, I would have done it a lot smarter than he did.
Right.
Like, you don't carry a toolbox of dildos into a party and do it slow. Like, you run in, run out.
I was like, that was the most predictable thing that I've probably seen in this show. Like, I'm like, yo.
He's like looking behind his shoulder.
Right. It's just so conspicuous. Then he goes and does his thing, doesn't get caught, then goes back, takes the, you know, brassiere off of the girl. That,
and what's she gonna do? Right? She's standing there braless. She had tits out.
That was so terrible. He literally starts making up with this girl just to take the bra. Like, that's the old school Noah.
Which
that's
I know people are gonna kill him for, because that was such a douchebag move,
absolutely,
obviously.
Absolutely.
But he's doing it for Helen.
And really, but is he doing it for Helen? Because at the end of the day, he literally is trying to sabotage Sasha. And he's trying to bring... And the thing is, he's trying to make Sasha look bad.
Yeah.
Right? Sasha doesn't have that. He's trying to make her... And, dude, he's listening to Helen's mother. Come on now.
This is the thing. A lot of people mentioned this in our comments on YouTube last week, because we accidentally forgot to talk about it. The moment where Noah walks in on Sasha with a syringe of vitamin B12 or whatever.
Yes,
he said
he's
injected himself with that.
Yes.
A lot of people said that it was definitely drugs. Some people said maybe some form of heroin or something like that. I'm like, that's the ammo that you need right there. But then again, how is he going to use that? It's not like he's going to go to Helen and be like, oh, by the way, I think he was injecting himself with heroin. You should make it do a drug test. No, it's not going to fly, but he did what he thought was
the
right.
The moment that Noah started listening to Margaret, that's where he failed.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Like, Margaret does not care about you. And I feel like Margaret will have Noah do something because she's never cared about him, ever.
But I liked that their moments tonight where she
they
was
did,
like, welcome
she
back,
did,
Noah.
She did. That was a great moment. Yeah. That whole thing with Noah being trying to be there for his daughter and asserting himself, you know, in that moment and telling Margaret to go and sending, you know, Trevor off in an Uber so he can be there for his daughter.
I wish you would have seen him attempt to call Helen, though. I can't imagine that your daughter's going through that and you don't try to call her.
Right.
Maybe he did and we just didn't see that, but like that seems like the natural thing to do. But,
again, it's his point of view.
Yeah.
Sure. So he needs to be the hero.
Right.
So that's how I took
it. And he was.
Yeah, that's how tonight. I took it. But I like that. I like that. And then, you know, Stacy ends up going with him when he has the gorilla maintenance man outfit, which is terrible, which he got from Joel.
But he had a toolbox to put all of his sex toys
in. So then he does that. And then kind of backtracks. And then it's like, oh, no, this is a bad idea. And so then takes it back. So that, to me, should have been the cue. Like, you already backtracked. You already decided you're not going to do it. Why are you going to now go back? And that's where I feel like Noah always messes up. He always makes the wrong decisions.
Well, let's not forget that probably the reason why he did that is because this bra looked very similar to the one that Helen found in his drawer, which is why the preview at the very beginning of the episode was a flashback of Helen finding the bra. So what's the one, like Joel said, what's the one thing you probably already know what's going to set her off?
Right.
So this very similar looking bra Noah tried to plant, but clearly it just did not
not work at all. Can we talk about Helen having an assistant now? Like, she went straight Hollywood. Why does she need an assistant? Like, what is she doing?
I thought we were going to see her perspective next because I was like, I bet she is thinking this is so different than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet she feels like any person in that situation would feel like, you know, she's not that Helen is old by any means, of course not, but she's, you know, she's not 20 years old.
Sure.
She's not directly out of college starting a new career. That's why she had that moment with Whitney saying, you know, I'm trying to start a new career. I'm doing this. It's my second chance in life. I think would be very different coming from her perspective. But, she has an assistant. Answering the phone is Helen Butler.
Right.
And these little moments are what make the show, like when Noah called her, or when the phone rang, it rang as Helen Soloway. But she's like, Helen Butler's office?
Right. And she has an office. And she basically is, it's like a menial task that she's having her do. And she's like, oh, can I talk to her? And she's like, she's not available. And it's just,
I'm sorry, I don't have her.
Right, exactly. What does that mean? I don't have her. But it was definitely, I think the writers put that in because it's showing that Helen is going Hollywood. Because again, you know, we talked about, you know, her mother wants her to go back to the East Coast. She's like, just go back to the East Coast. You know, come back. And she's like, no.
Your dad has Alzheimer's.
Right, just come back. That. And she doesn't want to. She's like, no, I like it here. I like L.A. Because remember, if I'm not mistaken, she did not like L.A.
No,
she was there
didn't at all.
For Vic.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why she was there. She moved there to be close to him.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Noah moved to be close to the kids. So if Vic had never happened, she would have still been in the East Coast.
Yeah.
But now that she's here, now she's falling in love with it. Now she likes it. So I feel like it's just a way for the writers to show us that she's full on Hollywood. Got an assistant. She's probably doing yoga, you know, doing all these things, the Hollywood-esque things.
That's what dating the affair equivalent of Brad Pitt will do to you.
Right. Boom. There you go. We see Noah mess up with the whole bra situation. Helen is pissed, and I knew that it was going to backfire. I was like, it's going to backfire. Just don't do it. He's handing the cookie jar. So I'm curious to see how Helen, you know, goes from here, because really you made it worse. Like, Sasha was already winning. Now it doesn't matter because now you try to make him look bad.
Yeah.
We get into Whitney's perspective, which we talked about earlier. So she's in the bed with her boyfriend, Colin, who is not about anything. He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He has work at the studio, but won't let Whitney see it.
So I can't touch on it too much because I don't know the actual legal situation in this. I'm also just coming off of Orange is the New Black, where a lot of what they talk about is an illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
Working and taking these jobs, mm-hmm. and he's not doing that, so he's not working, and it's making Whitney really struggle. But I like the aspect of her being a hard worker. They're showing us she really takes it all in strides. Every moment where I would have been like, are you kidding me? Like, of course I'm gonna turn on the air. She just accepts it.
I think we should use non-citizen.
Yeah. Okay, got it. That's just how they refer to it on that show, so mm-hmm. it's still in my brain. Absolutely, non-citizen. And that's what he's in the process of. They get into the whole fight about getting married, and I don't know.
So, here's the thing. When him being a non-citizen has nothing to do with him showing Whitney his work. The way I see it is that...
But it has to do with his money, with him not being able to make money.
Right, but what I'm saying is he's still an artist. He's still creating things.
Right.
He's saying he can't go get a job at a business, you know, and because he's not a citizen.
Sure.
So, but he can still be an artist and still do that stuff. The thing Whitney is saying, she's not mad at that situation. She understands that. But why are you not showing me your work? Because in her mind, she's pulling all the work. She's paying all the bills. She's paying the rent. with her salary that she gets from the art gallery.
Yeah.
And so she's saying, like, yo, can I see your work? Because she wants to see that he's doing something. And remember, she challenged him when she came home and he was waking up from a nap.
Right.
She's like, oh, you just woke up. Oh, I was up for a nap. He's like, what did you do today? And he's like, well, I was painting. And he's like, okay, but you took a nap. He's like, yeah, I was tired from painting.
Yeah.
Well, let me see the painting. Like, I would be in the, if I was paying all the bills, and then somebody else was just like, oh, yeah, I was painting all day. Oh, yeah, I'd love to see it.
Right. It's a very artist thing. They don't want people to see their stuff until it's done. But also, like, I get it from where she's coming from.
Right.
At some point, it you kind of start to boil over and start thinking, okay, this is just all me. You know, she's paying the rent. And it seems like she's not really being, you know, adequately paid at work. So right. To have everything kind of on you is going to boil over, just like we see it boil over tonight when mm-hmm. she ends up sleeping with Fur Cat, which is just insane. But he does offer up an option. Like, he's like, okay, let's get married right now.
Right.
And she doesn't want that. So sure. there's always, you know, going to be a back and forth with, okay, this is the situation that we're in. We're going to be together. We're going to make this work. But, you know, I definitely think they're showing us this because of them trying to compare her to Helen back in the day. That's why they gave us the scene of Helen saying that she worked at a bagel shop for a year or longer or whatever it was, because you do what you have to do to make it work if that person that you're with is who you think you should be with.
I just think with him, and we saw this when she was talking about going to the opening, right, where Fur Cat was going to be, and she mm-hmm. had to go because her boss was making her go.
Right.
So she had no choice, and he was having some issue with it because he's like, you know, oh, this is not truth and all this kind of stuff. He's like trying to be like, oh, this is not the type of artist I'm, you know, I am,
right,
or you should even be entertained by or even should be associated with. And her thing is like, well, and that further takes me to be like, I think he's kind of a fraud because
her fiance.
I'm talking about her fiance.
Okay.
Because here you are, you're saying that you can't work. Okay, fine. We sure. understand that. Legally, sure. you can't.
Yeah.
But you're creating this art that could possibly, because Whitney could sell it. You create it, it could be sold by Whitney.
Yeah.
She's in the business.
True.
So, but then you're not done and you can't, you won't allow me to see it. Then I go to somewhere where I have to be because I'm working mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, those people are terrible. Oh, those aren't true artists. Oh, they don't captivate. And it just sounds really bad. It just right. sounds like you're making excuses for your inadequacies.
It also sounds like you're just trying to, you know, it's a very, I'm sure obviously this happens in other places as well, but it's a very LA thing. Like, oh, that's, these people don't stand up for this. This is this. Mm-hmm. She's like, honey, I have to make money. Now, granted, we know there were other... I don't think there were other reasons. She went because her boss wanted her to go.
Right.
Now, obviously, other things ended up happening, but I think originally she went because her boss was like, we're going, so mm-hmm. let's do this. So it kind of... It's like, don't make her feel bad about something that she has to do
right.
in order to help support
and
you.
And she's making money. You're not bringing any money to the table.
Right.
But yet you're, you know, you can't even buy the coffee. Like... That's the thing, and I think that's how, and again, you know, we talk about versions. This is her version.
Yeah.
So this is her perspective. This will probably be different.
But certain things are factual.
Exactly. And I feel like if he's not bringing any money to the table, and that's what it is,
yeah.
then you need to step it up. Either, and at the very least, at least the house is clean. At least, you know, the refrigerator is stocked. At least she has coffee, you know. Right. And I thought it was interesting that, and I wanted to get from you, like, why do you think she was hiding the wine? Because remember, she came home and she started drinking wine.
Well, they said he doesn't drink, so he came from a family of alcoholics, and that's what he said last episode at dinner. Okay.
Because at dinner he didn't have a drink,
and he talked about, or maybe it was in the second episode. Whenever we met him, he said he came from a family of alcoholics, so he doesn't partake. Essentially, but I'm also like, have a glass of wine. Yeah. Like, you're okay. Have a glass of wine so maybe you don't go on this bender and we see you, you know, smoking weed. You obviously have been doing something else as well. Mm-hmm. So your life is still a little bit of what it is. You know, you want to take into account this is your fiance and you care about him, but also, like, take care of yourself. Just like what Helen's doing, maybe Whitney needs to do a little bit of
Whitney
as well.
Whitney needs to...
So you don't just go so crazy.
Take on with her mom. He said it was fine, but, I mean, I get it. Like, if you feel some kind of way, you're going to be like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. We talked about Fur Cat. Oh, gosh, I hate this guy. Mm. I hated him last season. He's... Oh, that was the other thing he had words about. about him because he called him a pedophile.
Right.
Which we know that, you know, when he was with Whitney, Whitney was very, very young.
Very young.
Very young.
He is not so young.
He's not so young. And so she's now 24. We do know that. He kind of just sashays into the gallery.
Right.
And invites her, you know, to be there. And of course, her boss, Andre, is just like, oh my gosh, you're the greatest. No, no, no. Just jocking.
Yeah.
Super jocking. And so, you know, she's like, we're going. And she's like, I lost the invitation. I don't really want to go. Oh, it's my ex-boyfriend. No, we're going. She just, all she cares about is you're going because you're invited and I need that's, you know, plus one. So they go to the gallery, and she then starts talking to, which we couldn't get his name. Didn't get his name.
They said his name, but we may have missed over.
Right,
so if you're in chat, let us know his name.
Yes, please. But it's somebody that Furcat is working with that ends up, you know, telling basically Whitney that, look, you could work for him and that would be an upgrade for you.
Right.
And so, excuse me, we see that he then is all over her. And, you know, they go to the gallery, right? You know, they step away. Andrea and the other gentleman step away. So now she's with him. And she's very uncomfortable.
Right.
Because, again, we know that the last time they were together, that he hit her and was abusive to her physically. Mm-hmm. And she was not about that. So he's trying to be like, no, 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 it's okay. I've changed. And so they go to this little area. We got weird. So he gets on his hands and knees and starts groveling. And she's just like, no, no, get up. And it's in an area, like, this is all pre-planned.
Yeah.
This is an area where everybody can see. This is a glass enclosure. So everybody can see, and they're all looking, and he's doing this, just please forgive me. And then we start seeing these images pop up that's of Whitney.
It was like an exhibit of its own.
Right.
So, you know, the images, I was surprised that she wasn't a little more taken aback by at least the, like, nude images. One of the things I was thinking while we were watching, and I was so curious as to what you thought, were you thinking at all that he was legitimate with his apology at first?
Absolutely not.
No. I was a little.
You were?
Not that I thought he was deserving of an acceptance of the apology, but I was like, wow, okay, he sought her out. He's, you know, coming to this random studio in L.A. Maybe he is. And then I was like, oh, the trickery. Can I really be that dumb? The second that I saw her face up on the kaleidoscope type wall, I was like, wow, you really just did this. And it makes me sad. You know, I was looking at Julia's, the person who plays Whitney, of course, her Twitter before, and she was like, everyone's like, should she go back with Furcat? And she was like, you think you'd know not to go back to an abusive boyfriend the first time, but we'll see. And even, like, while I was watching the show, I'm like, this is what happens. People get, you know, mesmerized by the apology. He's making this huge deal. He's on his knees in front of a gallery of people. He's putting her face on the wall. He's made the entire exhibit about her. And then you see what ends up happening, obviously. He's still just using her. Or he's making a spectacle of her, anyway. And it makes me sad that this happened to her because, like, it's just as watching as a viewer. Like I said, I was like, oh, he did all of this. No.
No.
It's the same.
No. I peeped it from day one. I mean, I peeped it, you know, when we first was introduced to him, when she was with him. I did not like him. When he came back, I saw him. And it just, I could see where he was going. I could see that he wanted her back in his life. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's probably sorry for the things he did.
Sure.
I'm not negating that, but he's still a douchebag.
Absolutely.
Because how are you going to sit up there and set somebody up? Because you could easily just apologize. He could apologize right then and there. He's like, look, I just really want to apologize for whatever I did. But no, he has to make a spectacle out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you have these images and this whole gallery set up in honor of her that she knew nothing about.
Right.
And then you're groveling. So it's almost like you're forcing her because she didn't want to really accept that.
No,
but she was
not
forced to because everybody's watching and she didn't want to look like, you know, a jerk or whatever. So she's like, okay, fine, get up. I accept your apology.
Right.
Get up. Just, you know, she wanted to stop. Now, granted, when they go to the bedroom, she didn't have to sleep with him, but she decides to do so because she feels like that's where she's at or whatever reason. Why do you think, I'm just curious, I want your perspective, now that all that's over, she goes and she, you think she succumbs to sleeping with him, knowing she obviously has her man at home.
Yeah. Bigger than that, I think, is like why she kept going after this artist was watching and she knew that he was watching, like, push him off of you, run away. I think at that point in her mind, she was like, I've done this terrible thing. Obviously, definitely had been drinking, also smoking weed. That plays into it as well. I think it was just like, this is easy. And I think she is, that's what they wanted to show us, the struggle that she's going through. And then to be in this situation where he literally says to her while they're, like, she's laying on top of him, Furcat says, like, he could give you this gallery. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she fights with it. It's not like she just gives in, but then, I mean, she does. And she's like, okay. And I don't know. It makes me just ill to think about because she is so much. I don't know.
It was really weird. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, Furcat obviously took advantage. He knew that they had, you know, obviously history. He took advantage of that. And, you know, they slept together, but that was so weird with the other guy there watching. And it was just a weird scene.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of a flashback when Noah that went to that party when he ended up
of seeing
Yes. So it was very
weird. He didn't stand there and look and watch like a perv though. He walked away.
Right. But it was weird. Yeah. So really quick with Joni, we see her very quick. She wakes up at, you know, her dad Scott Lockhart's house where she had, you know, obviously stayed over.
Cole,
what did I keep saying? Scott. Oh my gosh, I went way back. Cole, excuse me. And then she starts taking all the memorabilia, all the pictures and stuff, and just starts chucking it.
Yeah.
Starts throwing it into a bag, and then she, you know, takes that. She tries to take the car. The car's not working because it's been 24 years or whatever. Like, car's not going to start.
Also, that was a pretty new Jeep. Right. Yeah, so, exactly. Whatever.
That whole situation is still weird. I want to see how, what the ending is, like what they get to. And then she goes to visit the gravesite. And that's where it ends.
She says, hey, Dad.
Yes.
So confirmed that he's dead.
Right, right. So, let's get into predictions real quick. Yes. Let's do that.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, what you got?
Oh, gosh. I mean, what is there to predict? I'm going to say Helen is a smart lady, and she will find out that Sasha is a douchebag.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that I agree with you. I think she's going to realize Sasha's a douchebag. It's still probably going to take a couple episodes because Noah messed up.
Yeah.
I think he did worse than he did good. I think that there's going to be an epiphany with Helen's mother in regards to, but now that she sees Noah's has the cojones and he's kind of back. So I think she's going to kind of be on his side. So I think there's going to be an interesting, dichotomy with that. And then hopefully, I just want this to happen, that we see more with Joni.
Yes.
And fingers just crossed, we see
more than 5 minutes. Yes. And we at least have to see it by next episode. If we don't see more than 5 minutes of Joni next episode, color me pissed. Okay, I'm not going to be happy.
Right, exactly. It's going to be terrible. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat. Make sure you comment. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of this episode. What do you think of everything we've discussed? Give us your opinions. Let us know where you're at. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. Where are you at?
And I am April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. Thank y'all so much for joining us in chat. Make sure you comment in the YouTube section everywhere. We definitely read those and we want to know what y'all think.
Absolutely. We will see you next week. Bye. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.